Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
I started Facebook. I run it.
The Bay Area has its Zuckerbergs, Benioffs, and Dorseys. But there's only one CEO we care about.
Goodbye!
The CEO of your San Francisco Giants, Larry Bear. This is the Giants Executive Show with Tolbert and Coates.
Tolbert and Coates.
Sponsored by Benjamin Moore Paints. Experience the Benjamin Moore retail difference at their independently owned authorized retailers today or at BenjaminMoore.com. And by Redwood Credit Union. If you're like most people, you like your money. Why not keep more of it with a totally free checking account at Redwood Credit Union? Get started at RedwoodCU.org/free checking. On KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
We do it every other week. We've had in the last couple of weeks. Larry Bear joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Giants lose 5-0 to the Arizona Diamondbacks at 59-59, right back at 500, splitting this four-game series as they get ready to hit the road and go to Colorado. What's going on, Larry? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're okay. It's been like a wave of emotions, I think, for the last few days for Giants fans. Sweeping the Pirates over the weekend, a couple of exciting wins, and then winning the first two games of this series, and then losing the last two. I think it's when you lose the last two of a four-game series and you drop back to 500, then it just feels overwhelming after working your way back to get back to 500.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, so we'll look at the homestand as a 5-2 homestand as opposed to a 2-2 last four games against Arizona. We all are focusing on, you know, trying to get there for the, you know, to the playoffs, and we know it's not going to be an easy road. There is a path. We're going to have to play well. You know, I think it was your friend Andy Baggerly that said at the beginning of the week something like 30-18 or something was going to be what we need. So. You know, with the games left, we're going to have to play. We're going to have to win, I don't know, 60-65% of the games. It's certainly doable. We won, 5 out of 7 on the homestand. So it's doable, but we're going to have to go hard. And obviously we play the Padres 6 times, play the Brewers 2 times in the doubleheader there. We play the Phillies 3 times here over Labor Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of Labor Day. So, you know, those are important games, but they're all important, as we know from today. So, it's possible, and we're focusing on that happening and getting there. And I think you guys have said, and we've all said, I mean, the starting pitching has been lights out. So, and that gives us a lot of good feeling going into the last 44 or so games.
Well, I think we're going to know a lot in a couple weeks. I mean, you guys finish up with you get Rockies, Tigers, Twins. And again, when you're a 500 team, you can never say those are games you should win. It just doesn't work that way. But those are games that against like teams. And then after that, Padres, Phillies, Dodgers, Brewers. And those are all good teams. Three of them are the ones you're chasing. We'll know a lot by early September. Even though there's going to be quite a few games left, we're going to know a good deal about where this team stands by then, because playing those teams that you are right below right now are obviously going to be crucial. And you got to win to put yourselves in a position to make it meaningful the next week and a half.
That's right. That's right. That's 100%. I mean, we need to, that second wave of games you're talking about, we have to be in a position to take advantage, to make hay. And that wave of games is not that the other teams are, as you say, pushovers are going to be easy, but we've got to make it happen in that first wave for the second wave to be meaningful. And Padres, Phillies, Dodgers and that's actually Padres, Phillies, Dodgers, Milwaukee.
We have Milwaukee doubleheader.
Doubleheader. We'll preempt you that day. I would think.
I'm thinking you will.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a show on that
September
day.
September 8th.
But that's okay. I won't be there anyway. I'll be in Chicago waiting for you guys.
Oh, that's excellent. Boy, we got a lot of people going to Wrigley. Oh my goodness.
I've never been to Wrigley.
What?
Nope.
Tom.
I know.
I know.
But you know what? This was the perfect time, Larry, because not only is it Giants Cubbies, it's Niners at the Bears. And so I can knock two places out that I've never been to Soldier, never been to Wrigley. I'm excited to go to Wrigley.
I have a question for you because I can't do this because we have the Dodgers in town and we have Hunter Pence's Wall of Fame ceremony on the 17th. But are you prepared to stay in the Midwest for another week?
Why would I do that?
For Cal Notre Dame in South
Carolina. No,
we
looked
at that schedule. We did.
I'm not, but I may hit up. If I don't go, I'm going to the game Friday for sure, and then Saturday we're planning on going, but we may audible because Notre Dame is playing at home against Marshall. Maybe not the greatest game, but I've never been to Notre Dame either. I was like, so here was a trip, basically. It was possibly a Giants-Niners, which could turn into Giants-Notre Dame-Bears-Niners. But then we're also thinking, okay, how much time do we want to spend like in Chicago in Wrigley? Because we got a place right next door to Wrigley. It's right behind the left field wall. So we're gonna get cruise around Wrigleyville and just kind of enjoy the environment there. But we also thought, hey, we could rent a car Thursday and go up to Milwaukee and get the Giants in Milwaukee. So I was like, wow, I'd like a little relaxation, but that's also on the table. So it could be Milwaukee, Cubs, Notre Dame, Niners, Bears.
That totally works. That totally works. I mean, do you want to? I know I've never been to South Bend either, but it would be super interesting. But I don't know. Do you want to do the Notre Dame Marshall thing? I hope none of your listeners are Marshall grads. I'm offending them.
We are versus Marshall.
That's not a good marquee matchup.
It wasn't really about Marshall. It was just about going to Notre Dame. But I was like, oh, can you imagine if Cal was there? That'd be the Bay Area Chicago trifecta. Is what it would be. That would be incredible.
So
but
Cal
to answer
is
your question,
there, on the 17th, there's not a chance
in hell I'm staying for that.
Well, come on. All your good friends at Cambier, I won't give you a week to cruise the Midwest.
No. Do I get a say in this? Like where he's gone for a week? No?
No, you don't get a say because I'm not going.
Okay, I got one for you. I got to look at the schedule here. If the scheduling works, I got another one for you. So my proposal would be Giants in Milwaukee on the 8th. Giants on the 9th in Chicago. You know I'm a little biased here. Giants on the 10th in Chicago. Okay, go do the Niners and Bears. And then on the 11th, and I assume the Cubs are out of town, leaving town as we leave town. And then go see your East Bay friend down on the south side of Chicago. Do a quick White Sox visit with your friend Tony. On the 12th.
I'm just gonna hang out.
What do you think about that?
You tell my wife. Yeah, I'm just gonna hang out in Chicago for a while. No worries.
When are you back? I don't know.
I don't know. Larry has me here. Tom. Larry has me here through October, so I'm not sure exactly when I'm gonna be back. Yeah, you'll see me on TV. Like I'll be at every Notre Dame game this year. Hey, Tolbert's here again. What's going on here?
Well, it was funny. I'll never forget the time, and I don't know if this is where you're going, but Peter McGowan and I were at a Giants-Cubs game, and we got invited by one of the rooftop owners, which is now, that's all changed. I mean, it's tied in with the Cubs, but in those days, these were entrepreneurs who were opening up their roofs. And I'll never forget, we got invited to go up, Giants fans, whatever, were there. And so Peter and I left the seats, went up, third, fourth inning, watched a few innings, and it was like a fraternity sorority party up there. And here's Peter and I, guys a little bit past fraternity sorority age, hanging out with those people. And, of course, Jeff Kuiper and Jim Lynch get a shot of us up there. It's like, okay, we got to explain this one back home.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that. I don't feel like ending up on a Deadspin type of site or whatever, having a couple beers up there.
But
that was bogus.
It was great.
That was bogus, by the way. They decided to, they get a charge form now. It's like, come on, let the people have some seats across the way and watch the game. You need to make a couple extra $1,000 for, well, for to pay your shortstop.
Of course,
I mean,
they
let's
do.
Go.
Yeah, of course,
let them have a little fun across the street. Jeez,
we're not charging you know, behind the right field fence.
Oh, that's
oh, the
right.
Archways,
people are going to be to well, help. Aren't people going to be able to watch the game from that when the building's built over in the old Lot
yeah.
A? Yeah, people are going to be able to watch the game, aren't they?
Right, right. So we've got we got an office building there. We've got two residential with two office building residential buildings, and so some of them from your balcony, you will be seeing parts of the field.
Wow, that'd be pretty cool.
I'm going to have to go look, see what, if you, it's very cool. Binoculars and just, you know, hang out on a beautiful day. All the, a lot of the residential units are, will have balconies and the, you know, one of the buildings is going to be Visa's building and they'll have their workers will be able to hang out and take a, check out a ball game, a game like, you know, weekday game like today, if you're in the office.
Interesting.
Yeah. Nice, so, nice summertime thing to go do. Like, it's like taking a boat out on the water, except you can just walk out to your window and check it out and catch a few. Like, like staying in the hotel in the Rogers Center. It's kind of like that, right? Just looking out, checking out. I know. There's there's stories there, Larry. I'm staying away from those. I was just a reference. We don't have to go Clemens. None of that. Yeah. I'm talking to Larry Perry.
The boardwalk is still, the boardwalk's been doing it for 22 years, and we've got, it's fun because, like people say, you know, I can't get to the game for, I'm just going to be in the neighborhood, but I can't be around for nine innings or whatever. I've had a lot of people just over the years just walk through the boardwalk and hang out and pick up the atmosphere and you peer in and you're just a kind of a arm's length from the right fielder. And even if it's a, you know, we have the 2012 reunion and nobody will forget the Hunter Pence catch banging into the right field fence. There were people. Do you remember that? There were people. Mm-hmm. There were faces that he, like, you know, he got about 3 inches from on that fence.
I saw Bruce Springsteen from that fence in, like, 2000 and, what was that, 2004 or something? I was standing behind that
really?
Fence. I saw Springsteen out there, yeah. Like, you guys
very
left the
cool.
archways open. It was cool.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Talking to Larry Bear on the UMA guest line. Just a few more thoughts on this team, on the Giants. And Larry, I'm with you keeping this homestand in perspective because I do think, like I said, we're looking at this series going 2-2, but it's because they had to battle so hard in that sweep to get back to 500. I think everybody was optimistic in Monday, and then they win Monday, they win Tuesday, an incredible win, brilliant stuff from Tyro Estrada and Jacob Junis and Brandon Crawford. It was a whole lot of fun. I'm wondering about your thoughts just on today's game and even just sort of in general. The meld of the analytics with trusting your gut, and this is for the individual player, I guess, as much as it is for the manager and the coaching staff. Do you think that's still something that teams are figuring out what the balance is? Because that's sort of the feel about this team. Last year, everything that they tabbed worked. Every pinch hitter, every defensive swap, every bullpen guy that came in. It's why you won 107 games. This year, all those things aren't as consistent. So I'm wondering, is it about finding that balance for any given team, and is this something you've had discussions about?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I think balance is there. And I think Gabe, you know, if you're talking about some of Gabe's moves, just talking about the lineups or whatever, I mean, I think that he does do that, have that balance well under control. I mean, Gabe, I remember Gabe talking last, you know, a couple years ago, I don't know, maybe it was opening day and Johnny Cueto started, and he talked about, you know, the balance of you know what the analytics say third times, for example, third time through the lineup versus what I'm seeing on the mound from my pitcher, right? And I think it, you know, you got to look at a lot of things. You got to look at injury risk. You got to look at where you are in the season. So in August, it's different than April. You know, for instance, it's just an example of how long you'll go with a pitcher, a starting pitcher, right? So you know, so I think that the balance is there. There's not, you know, I think sometimes it's overplayed that the analytics are driving every decision or driving decisions in a way where you're not paying attention to the field and not paying attention to what's going on in the game and not trusting your gut. So, you know, so but you want to, you want the information, and then it's just a matter of once you deliver the information, then the decisions get made in game and as you make out the lineups. And I think, you know, one of the things that gets talked a lot about in our industry is the last mile, right? So you can have the information, but if the everybody in the dugout, the going that last mile, the manager, the coaches, and the players themselves, you know, aren't utilizing information. And I think one of the great things about this team, this Giants team, last year, this year, is they do use the information, and that's important. And that's not always, lots of stories of you know, it just doesn't happen everywhere where it's not believed. And I think we have a really consistent clubhouse where people believe the information will help them make them better and produce more wins. So, look, we got 44 games left, and we're going to pound hard to see if we can do the whatever it is, the 28-16 thing that gets us to, was that get us 86 wins, 87 wins, something like that.
Let me ask you about attendance, because mm-hmm. this year you guys, you're fine. I mean, you're 30,000, oh, close to 31,000, nowhere near what it was during the heyday when that place was packed all the time. I find it interesting that you're right above the Angels, who are also close to 31,000. You guys are far superior to the Angels as a team. They have some stars that people want to go see. How do you factor in attendance, and how do you look at that? I don't know if there's analytics that they go by that. How much does winning have to do with it? Is winning just everything, or is it a combination of winning and exciting players people want to go see? Like during that run you guys had, I mean, you guys had stars on that team. You guys had people right. that guy like, hey, win or lose, I want to go see this guy. Certainly Lincecum comes to mind right off the bat. Bumgarner, Posey. I mean, you guys had guys on that team that people want to see. How do you factor that? I mean, is there any equation that you look at and say, because I'm not sure winning in and unto itself is a draw. I would hope it would be, because that's kind of the point of this whole exercise. But I don't know. Is it? Isn't it? How do you factor all that stuff in?
Well, let me say a couple things. One is, Tom, this year and coming out of the pandemic, there is a very different dynamic that hopefully will change, right? Because mm-hmm. I don't think it works to our advantage. We're an urban ballpark, okay? Mm-hmm. We are doing very well on weekends. So if you take the Pirates series, so the Pirates, you might say, are not a huge draw, attendance mm-hmm. draw. We did great with 110,000 fans over the three games. You know, basically 35,000 a game on average. We had almost a sellout on Saturday. So we did great on the weekends. Different story during the week. And you could say school's in session, but that's been consistent through the summer. And so one of the big issues is, as an urban ballpark, the people are not downtown anywhere near the levels that they were previously, pre-pandemic. And so we've just got to work harder. You know, we're not getting groups from the offices because people aren't in the offices in groups.
Working from home.
Yeah. So yeah. If you're working from home, you might say, hey, I'm great with going, getting everybody in the car, you know, the family in the car and coming up for the Friday night or the Saturday or the Sunday, Saturday day game, Sunday day game, but I'm not sure about Monday night or Tuesday night. Okay. So that's been a big factor this year. Much bigger. It's like a bifurcated thing. And for instance, in our advanced sales, we're doing great against the Phillies on Labor Day weekend. We're going to have huge crowds. Mm-hmm. But the weeknight game. So that's one piece. Overall, so that's just a change. Overall, just your question, we kind of assess it three ways. One is, you know, the winning and losing for sure. Another is the environment, the ballpark. Is it a friendly place? Do you enjoy the ballpark? Is it a good way to entertain for spend 2-3 hours? And then the environment, and then the stars piece. I think, you know, factors in, but again, and we've talked about this before, you know, you can create star. It's not like necessarily, okay, I'm going to go sign a free agent and that's going to get me all the attendance. I mean, some might, but, you know, Barry Bonds or whatever, but then you've got and maybe you trade, but you can home grow them, like mm-hmm. a Buster Posey, right, or a Tim Lincecum, etc. So I think it's a three. It's kind of like a three-layer cake, if you will. And it's, you know, it's the winning, and I put it percentages. Winning is important, to have a good team, to have the environment that people, where people want to be, but also, you know, attractive players. And I think stars isn't maybe the right word, because there's a lot of players that you just are attracted to that may not be the best. I mean, I don't know. I just look at take the Warriors. You know, some of the guys that are on the team. I mean, obviously Steph and everything, but there's other players that are extremely popular. Gary Payton, you know, people like that that may not be the stars of the team, but you know, you feel bonded to.
Trust me, it's mostly Steph.
I get it.
I mean, it's a complicated.
Tolbert wasn't selling tickets. Tolbert
What's that? No.
Tolbert wasn't putting people through the turnstiles.
No. He was turning them away, but Chris Mullin was bringing them back in. Hey, come on.
There you go.
I'm playing 38 minutes tonight. Don't worry about it. We got you. You'll have a fun time. Well, hell, we used to sell out all the time back in the day, and we weren't great, but we did have three really good players, Hall of Fame players, and Mitch, Timmy, and Chris, and. You know, you can get a contact high going to those games too. So I think that was a bonus back in the day. Hey, you know, I'm gonna go get high. What do you got? Nothing. I'm just gonna go to the Coliseum, watch a Warrior game.
Well, that's not what we're promoting here.
Well, it's open air. It wouldn't work anyway, Larry.
We got a family show here at Third and King.
No, nobody that goes to the ballpark smokes. Not here in the Bay. Not a chance.
Oh boy, what was it? Our friend with the Rangers during the World Series with the center fielder.
Oh, that's right. Josh Hamilton, right? Yeah, he was smelling it. Yeah, and he had the issues. And yeah, oh man, boy. Yeah. Like, open air. Stuff. You got to keep it open air. The science of the hot box doesn't work.
We're not putting a dome on this place anytime soon.
No, we don't need to. We don't need it. Rains like once every 3 years, so we'll be all right with that.
We got a whiff out in right field occasionally during that series.
You'll get one, dude. It'll blow out there. I was up in 304. I was getting it up there. So it wasn't me, by the way. It wasn't me, Larry. Not me.
No.
Okay. It's a family show.
It's a family show.
Family environment. Let's go.
Yeah, it's for the kids. Okay, Larry. Enjoy the weekend. Are you going out to Colorado or are you hanging here?
I'm not going, but let's get three in Colorado, and here we go. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, we'll talk to you next week, Larry. Thanks so much.
Larry.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.